Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It is Wednesday the 8th of May and today's news story is about the world's longest baguette. But before I tell you about that, let's have a look at the keywords. So here are some words or phrases that I'll be using in today's news story that you might not know. So if you want to write these down, get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. I want you to listen very carefully for these words and see if you can understand them when you hear them based on the context. The first word is a noun, baker, B-A-K-E-R, baker. Next, another noun, pastry, P-A-S-T-R-Y, pastry. And then we have a verb, need, but the spelling is K-N-E-A-D, need. And the last word, well, it's a phrase, in the bag. What does it mean if something is in the bag, metaphorically? Okay, so listen carefully for those words and phrases. See if you can understand them based on the context. We'll come back to them all at the end. Here is today's news story. The humble baguette. Is this perhaps the classic symbol of France? Well, if it is, then it's only right that the country holds the record for the world's longest baguette. For a few years, that honour belonged to Italy, but not anymore. On Sunday, French bakers worked tirelessly to produce a baguette measuring 140.53 metres, beating the previous record by around 8 metres. The record-breaking baguette was made and baked in Suresnes, in the suburbs of Paris, during an event for the French Confederation of Bakers and Pastry Chefs. Italy were awarded the title in 2019 when a baguette of 130.62 metres was baked in the city of Como. But determined to reclaim their prize, French bakers began kneading and shaping the dough at 3 a.m. before placing it on a specially made slow-moving oven on wheels. After the baguette was confirmed as the world's longest by the Guinness World Records judge, one of the bakers, Anthony Arrigo, said, "Everything has been validated. We are all very happy to have beaten this record and that it was done in France." To put the length of the baguette into context, it was about 235 times longer than a traditional one. In order to qualify, it had to be at least 5 centimetres thick throughout. With the record in the bag, part of the baguette was cut and shared with the public, while the rest of it was given to homeless people. And that's today's news story. Okay, so congratulations to France for getting that record back. A very, very, very long baguette. Let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Did you hear them? Did you understand them? Let's begin with baker and pastry. So the baguette was made and baked in Suresnes in the suburbs of Paris during an event for the French Confederation of Bakers and Pastry Chefs. So a baker is a person who makes bread, cakes, and pastries. But what's a pastry? Well, it's a sweet type of food, such as a croissant, tart, or a pain au chocolat, something like that. That's called a pastry. Next, to knead. So French bakers began kneading and shaping the dough at 3 a.m. So to knead is to work into dough with the hands. So it's part of the process of making bread. The dough is the mixture of flour and water used for bread. And the last word, well, it was a phrase, in the bag. I said, with the record in the bag, part of the baguette was cut and shared with the public. So this means secured. So they secured the record, they achieved the record, and then they could eat the baguette. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. Thank you for listening to today's news story. Hope you enjoyed it. And if you're French, well, many congratulations for reclaiming that record. If you'd like to read the full transcript of today's episode with the keywords included, with their definitions, and if you'd like to do a comprehension quiz to test your understanding, that bonus content is now available on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Head to patreon.com/learnenglishwithben if you are interested. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.